Hello, LifePoint. It is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I had the amazing opportunity to share with the incredible congregation at LifePoint on Sunday. We talked about a concept called choose your own adventure. And let me tell you, this was a wild ride. I prayed a lot about what I should share. Dean gave me the text many months ago. It's from Ecclesiastes 8:14 through 9:12. And basically the text goes deep into the fact that in the beginning, we struggle as people who are righteous, if we are righteous, and in Jesus Christ, we are positionally. That is who we are. That is our new identity. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 that old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That new identity is in Christ, and we are now righteous. But guess what? Many times, it's the wicked who get what the righteous deserve, and it's the righteous who get what the wicked deserve. This is what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, and he is upset. He's frustrated. And of course, this is a perspective if we do not have eternity in mind. When we have eternity in mind, we recognize that no, actually justice does happen. Actually, God does have the final say. And actually, this life was only temporary. But while we are here on earth, it can feel a little upsetting. And so as a result of realizing life's not fair and realizing we long for justice, then when we don't see justice, we typically go to one of two extremes, either what we call dystopia or utopia. Dystopia basically says, look, the whole world's going to blow up anyway. It's going to go all down in flames. So let's just essentially live it up, or let's get depressed. That's one view that much of the world has today, a dystopian view. However, other people say, no, because we don't see justice, let's become our own gods. Let's lean on science and technology and progress, which in and of themselves, science and technology are amazing. It's a gift from God. But when we put our faith and our hope in machines, artificial intelligence, something new called transhumanism. I dare you to Google that. It is coming very quickly. And you might say, what in the world is transhumanism? It's essentially where we become machines. And you might think this is Terminator from days old. It's actually becoming more and more a reality. And those who kind of say, well, you know what, I'm just going to go out of the world. That is one response. One response is to say, you know what, I'm just going to pack up and live in a tent, live in a cabin, wait till Jesus comes back. The whole world's going to hell. And those are the separatists. They go out of the world. There are other people who say, you know what, I'm just going to accept everything. I'm just going to choose to be of the world. And I am going to adopt everything and implant everything in my body. And these are the conformists. But there is a group of people who've been around since the very beginning of time that transcend culture, that recognize that in Jesus's high priestly prayer in John 17, Jesus prays for you and for me, are his future followers. And he says, I want them to be in the world, but not of the world. That is a transformist. And so, folks, we have an opportunity in these, some would say, last days to be transformists, to be Christians, to be followers of Christ who are in the world, but not of it, who don't separate it from it and go out of it, who don't become of it like conformists, but who become transformists. And that is my prayer for you and for me today, is to live within the world and to redeem it through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And that is the unique, exciting opportunity that the people of God have today. It's not a place of retreat, it's a place of advancement.